Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Absentee by mail ballots start going out Friday for the November election. This comes after nearly 2 million ballots were being destroyed statewide. The courts ordered the State Board of Elections had improperly left Robert Kennedy Jr.'s name on the ballot after he has to be removed. The SVOE had originally said reprinting the ballot would be too expensive and time-consuming. State Court of Appeals saw it otherwise. State elections officials made arrangements to send out the ballots late. They will be in the mail this Friday. Flood warnings continue to be in effect for southern Columbus County as runoff from this week's tropical system hit downstairs. Residents of Crusoe, Old Dock, and Akina along the Waccamaw River are being asked to keep an eye on the rising waters. The river was about a foot above flood stage on Wednesday. Several secondary roads are still closed while they're being inspected and repaired. NCDOT said the preliminary inspection showed no major damages to area roadways. One exception was Livingston Creek Road in the Birdville area, where a large portion of the roadway collapsed. Governor Roy Cooper declared a state of emergency on Tuesday, and the state's price gouging law is now in effect for Brunswick, Columbus, and New Hanover counties. Columbus County is also still under the local emergency declaration that was issued on Tuesday. If your property sustained storm damage due to the flooding or other problems, you're asked to contact Columbus County Emergency Services at 910-640-6610, extension 534. There are resources to help with cleanup and repair. Kenji Flash Bowen was a standout. He was a hero on the football and baseball fields at East Columbus while he was there. Well, he's being called a hero for another reason today. He saved the lives of a Kelly couple and their dog on Monday during the flooding in Riegelwood. See this story online for more information. A Delco man has been indicted and arrested. He's being held on a $250,000 secured bond for allegedly videoing a sexual abuse of a child. Christopher Ryan Anderson, age 38, was arrested on the single count around 1 a.m. Tuesday. He allegedly asked a woman to instruct the child on how to perform a sex act. Chadburn has installed new ShotSpotter cameras that are linked to its Flock license plate readers. The new system automatically activates license plate reading cameras and alerts law enforcement if gunfire is detected. The town saved around $45,000 by purchasing the system from Flock Industries. Wyville Police Sergeant Chuck Arnold recently suffered a major brain bleed while he was responding to a call. He's currently in Novant, New Hanover. He'll be hospitalized for an extended period of time. El Chapado Restaurant here in Wyville will donate 20% of all sales Thursday night to the family. You can also use Venmo or Cash App or drop donations off at the Wyville Police Department if you'd like to help. Milk Before Meat and Transformation Church have moved the night of praise to September 28th at 5:30. Oxendines will be a special guest, along with four praise teams from area churches. There'll be a baked goods auction. The church is located at 6354 James B. White Highway South, and Transformation meets every Sunday morning starting at 10 a.m. in the Lebanon Fellowship Hall. Nakana Pentecostal Holiness Church will host revival services September 23rd through the 26th at 7 p.m. each night. Pastor Jerome Bullard of Bridge of Life Church in Leland will be the speaker. Nakana PHC is located at 9745 Seven Creeks Highway. The Wyville FFA Mom Sale is Friday at the Wyville High School. The sale was postponed due to Monday's weather. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.